So I want to try and finish up this sugya. All the different shitas that what's meant by, again, our issue is, we know that you have to have two full walls and one tefach for the third wall. The question is, where do you put the third wall? So Rav says, you put it keneged hayotze, and Rav Asir Kana said, what about placing it as a Rosh Tor? So that generates a tremendous amount of discussion. In the Yalkut Biurim section of the Masifta Shabbos, they have all the different shitas spelled out with pictures. So if you want to take a look, you can see. What's interesting is that one person's shita Rav, another person's shita Rav Kana Rasi. It's not so clear who says what is meant by Rosh Tor, and so on. But we were up to, I just want to finish up the classic sources that we had on the sheets, and then move on to the issue of who we passing like, if that's clear from the Gemara rule, the Maharsha. Okay, basically, again, we had in our Gemara a drawing, okay, for the sheet of Rashi, but it's unclear that that's necessarily the sheet of Rashi. We have the issue of Tosas, who brought in the Gemara an Erevin of Asti Avir the Haigis, Avir the Haigis, and Batalim, whether that applies here. There's some want to say, you see clearly that Rashi held that there has to be a space. And it's not attached. But on the other hand, we could say, okay, but it could be the Rashi disagrees with Tosfos. Others say Rashi agrees. So we saw, basically, again, here inside the Gemara, you have the Maharsha and the Maharam have different reads as to what Rashi said. The Maharsha has a lengthy piece, which I referred to in the sheets, source 23. We'll read a little bit of it anyway. I don't read the whole thing. But he says, Leferush and Niresh, it's a different Masul Ferish Rashi, right? So Marsha, you have it? And then Marsha. So Marsha says, Leferush and Niresh, it's a Rosh Tor Kazet, right? He has a picture of a Kachi Marshal. That's the Marshal's take, okay, which was the first way we learned Rashi, right? That's what, that was the, that's a diagram we have in the Gemara, right? That it's attached, yeah. Okay, so, but the problem is, the Rosh Torah, the Osteh, the Haigis, and so on and so forth. The Efshel Akam of Kutsiyazab can be, because again, it's not space. All right, could be that Rashi disagrees with Tosas. The Marsha doesn't want to learn that way. I was wondering why some of these Mepharshim don't want to learn simply to Mahalokas, Rashi, and Tosas. But it's perhaps because Tosas frequently, we could study what's going to do. We disagree with Rashi, we'll quote Rashi Sheet, and we'll say, with the Pirsha Kuntras or Rikosha, he'll quote Rashi and say he disagrees. Here, he just presents it without, there's no reference to Rashi, implying, at least perhaps to some, that he's agreeing with Rashi. You follow what I'm saying? So there's no, it would be interesting to see if that holds true throughout Shas. Or even Rove places in Shas that when Tosas disagrees with Rashi, he first quotes Rashi, or quotes the sheet at least, and then disagrees. Here he just comments. So basically, it's a what we might call a Rashi style Tosas. There's no Vim Toma, Vyashlama, it's just he's explaining, and he doesn't say that he's disagreeing with Rashi. So maybe that's what led some to assume that the Marsha, that Rashi's agreeing. In which case, the diagram that we have, and the Chachma Shlomo, the Marshal, the Chachma Shlomo, is not correct. And then he refers to the Balamor, and then we saw part of that Balamor also. Right, the Balamor custom is that the Harbe Deus Berush Mishalfen Mishmozu. He's right. Okay, there are many, many different days and I about this, and some say what Rav says is Keneged Yotze is what Rav Kana Rav Asi meant by Keneged Rosh Tor. Okay, Vapirsh, I know someone of Mosehu Pirsh Rashi. Vapirsh, a custom Balamor, and I'm asking the Pirsh Rashi to find him. Can if you Perusho, yeah, Rosh Tor, Duma Darin, Perka Mocher, Sabayis, Meitzal Mitzad Echad. Okay, Motzalo Meitzar Echad Aruch Echad Kotzen, so Avkana Kotzen Tevu Aruch U Hayotze. So there too, it's kind of opposite, not attached. In the case, if you're going to learn that what's going on in Baba Basra, we saw this in yesterday, it's the same thing as here, so then it's also not like it's not attached. The other was in the case in Baba Basra, you have the opposite borders, and again, it's not parallel to this case. So, meaning there's not three adjacent or three things that are kind of connected. So that's what he says, if you want to assume that that's what that means the same thing. Anyway, so what comes out, according to the Maharsha anyway, is that he holds, I think, if I'm understanding correctly, is the shita that that it's like the first one we had. Well, not the first, but the that the, when Rashi says Neged Rosh Tor, okay, the Rukana Rav Asi, is that there's an angle on the exact opposite side. In other words, but it's not. It's a little bit removed. In other words, it's not going to put it right. I'm afraid to use stuff in here. It'll be up permanently, but all right. But you know, if you have this, instead of over here like a hay, the leg is up a little bit. You follow? Mm-hmm. It's a little further up. Or either side, it doesn't matter. Again, it doesn't matter which. You follow? So it's not a complete other end like the letter hay, but a little further up. That's what appears at the Marshall Hall. Okay, right with me? So I think that a good summary of this. Well, before we get to that, let's take a look back in the sheet to 24, the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes brings up that issue of cutting into the, that I mentioned yesterday, of the, if you assume the Rosh Tor means the angle, okay, then it's cutting into the Sukkah in the terms of the surface area, right? In other words, the way you position the thing cuts into the Zion al-Zion. So the Sfas Emes is sensitive to this. And he says as follows in 24. Okay, so I went on the Marsha. I mean, you can read it. We don't have to spend, you know, going through each one of these shitas. Like I said, if you want to see all the different shitas. By the way, the one thing I hadn't seen, I neglected to look at the Meiri, but I saw the Yaakov Birim in the Masifta. You know, he has a different thing. He has sort of like the Marsha, but that the it's angled. In other words, if you have, like I said over here, the Reish. So we said that according to the Marsha, it's a little higher. But he said it's angled like this. You follow that? That's what he says. It's interesting. Different sheet. I didn't see that. Okay. Anyway, let's take a look at the Sfas Emes. It's here in Davzayin of Alfa Sukkah. There was with Tosu and Avedeno. The quotes, Ayin Marsha, Shen Nidchak, Veloshen Rashi, Vimash, Kosu, Atosu. Right? Marsha finds Rashi, where we have Rashi, difficult, at least according to the sheet of Tosu. Believe me, Rev. The Mashakos of Rashi of Miktsoa, Hainab Makum Shah Roo Elios Hazoviz, Ilu Hoya Dalad Mechitza Shlemos, Shom Munachateva Balafsov. Okay? So he says, what does this mean? It means where the other corner would be, had there been four full walls, instead of only two full walls, where the corner would be, that's where it's angled, which is the way we understood it, I think. Right? I mean, that's not a chiddush. And then he says about Karchach Kenu, the Lavach in Muchach and Litchach of Varsha Mar Besuka Gedola, the Besuka Jil Zion of Zion, Hech Yamidero Neged Rosh Tor, Hanischasem in Shira Suka, Rakimoshe Kasavnu, Vim Kain Shapir, Shuatosus. Okay, so I'm not sure what he's saying, but he's at least sensitive to this problem, because it seems to be saying that even what he said is also cutting out the surface area. Do you see this, Vasemis? In other words, it seems to me that even what he's saying is also cutting into the surface area. So I don't know why he says that it works out well according to his point. Okay, so look at the words again. He says, "Where is it? It's in the corner where it would have been, where the where the corner would have been." It was the angle. Yeah.
Could you say it like sort of like this, and then
you put it
touching.
Right, that's what I thought you have to say.
Right,
in other words, there's got to be some, in this type of room should be some protractors or something like that. But that doesn't matter. But I think that you have to, that's exactly what I was going to say. I have to say, that you said that it's outside. In other words, it's not jutting into the... So let's just say, here you have a full four walls, right? Okay? And if the thing is here, so then, again, it's jutting into the surface area, right? So, forget the top part of the triangle, but if you put it over here, outside, then it's not jutting. That's it. You follow? We thought that it goes like this, okay? Which, again, is jutting into the surface area if it only says I on Zion. So it must be meant to put it outside. That's what I think you have to say, okay? So, that's the Sfas Emes, huh?
And it's away from our original Sfara that we assume that it kind of connects, and that's why it would work.
Yeah, so hold on, okay? Hold on with that, okay? We'll get back to that. But anyway, to the Emes al-Pirish Ramban, the Muhammad's Koshli Tuba, the first, the Rosh Tor had some of the Dauphin, Ulin and Hexer Sukkah, Karle Rosh Tor. But the Ramban learned it the other way. You know, he said the Ramban learned it, I think that's what he means, that it's cutting in, Okay, so then you got to say it's talking about a bigger sukkah. So, but in any event, the Svasemes was the one I saw. I was happy to see someone related to that question. I was thinking of it also. Let's look at the Ritva because he has, you know, a nice summary, okay, of the different shitas. Oh, so Tefa, the Ritva here in Sukkah Vav and Beis. Pershubo, okay, Pershubo, Shemamido Keneged Sof Echam and Advanas Bekeren Haruch Aparat Kigon Zed. So this is the first Zed, that's the letter Hey. Okay, the first Zed is in the Ritva, and you can see it in the most of Kuk Ritva, they have a picture on the bottom. Right, so the he said one, some say that the Keneged Hayotze comes. Oh boy! Okay. Some say that the extra tefach is opposite one of the two walls, like letter Hey, or the you know on the other side. The, right, as we said. Again, that's the letter Hey, right? That's the easy one. That's a simple reading. Well, he has a Rashi, again, not like the diagram that we had, okay, but like the other Shita, that's what Rashi means over here. Right? Even though the Rashi language is a little unclear, okay? But that, you follow? That's point one of the book. Okay, good. Rav Kana Rav Asi, the Parchile, she Amadena, can I get her store? Hana Shemim Balakson, be caring our parts, no to his name, Kadeshi Schaber, Michal Echonahem, the Yeroe, Kilu Sosama Kol, Ad Softe, the Fanos, who be Dalat Fanos, Kagon Zed. That's again the way we had it with the Kashi, the Sasemis, but you know, the angle on the other end, but inside, the Kashi, the Sasemis notwithstanding. That's one approach. V'cherem pirshu shemamidu keneged ayotze hainu b'sof achas mishdei defanos ha'shlemos keneged adofan ha'sheni shiyotze kagon zed. That's the way we have the picture of Rashi, right? That it comes out immediately from you know, one side, whichever side it is. If, you know, again, kagon zed, doesn't matter. You know, the top or the bottom, it comes out like just like a hook, like you're playing hangman or something, you know, it's just sticking out, right? All right? And Rav Kana Rav Asi, the parchi shemamidu Rav Shtor, shalei ostev holok b'yoshev no tov alachson. Okay, klapni sofa dovan hasheni kila sosam kol kagon zed kagon zed. No, that's the it's again it's the hook that's attached. That's the way we first learn Rashi. All right, so there you have the, at least the basic shitas in terms of Rashi. What I'd like to turn to now, though, is the question of Lemaisa. What did Rav do with the? Okay, enough about the diagrams. Okay, we had enough of that now. What did Rav do in terms of the shita of? You know, and Rav Kana Rav Asi asked about Rosh Tor, and the Gemara said, Shosik Rav, right? Well, this is quiet. So what does that mean? So the Baal Amor, here on Bezim with Aleph, Tefa Hechan Mamido, okay, the Baal Amor here. Yeah, sorry. The Baal Amor, Bezim with Aleph, Tefa Hechan Mamido, Omer Rav, Mamido Kenegele Yotza, how do we define it? Pirish Besof, Dofan Achas, Dofan Ktsara, Kenegan Ruka, Kahidam and Hossam, he compares it to the Gemara Baba Basra. So that's the Baal Amor says it's opposite, as the Marsha pointed out, not like the diagram that we have in Rashi. Okay, we don't have to go over all the sheets again. Right? Amar Lahossam, Motzalo, Meitzar Achar, Mitzar Achar, Mitzar Achar, Oroch, Oroch, etc., etc. Okay? And Baaf Hossam Nami, Ikshule of Kana Ravasi, Vikne Kenegrosh Hator, Kedakshule Hacha. The same of Kana Ravasi asked about the angle. Over there, as we saw yesterday, with Tavai with Shosiklo, both places Rav was quiet. So the Baal Amor says, "V'lav mishum de kibla mineil." Rav was not quiet, not shtika kado. Rav did not agree. You're right, but rather el mishum de lo choshlo. Okay, but because he didn't even think it was okay, it's a good kasha. I don't want to hear it. He wasn't interested. He wasn't goris the kasha, so to speak. In other words, that's a big difference. Was Rav moda or not? So the Baal Amor. Oh, you have it? You have a different pagination. You have it?
Yeah.
Yes, so the Baal Amor says that he believes it's lav mishum de kibla minayel, lav mishum de lo choshlo. Now he says, v'yesh mishapirish de kibla ra, v'ein nirin lan v'advar. Okay? I don't think it's correct. And then he says, like we saw the Marshal quote, v'harbe deus of rush mischav mishmuzu, v'perish on somewhat over there, who perish of in shlomo? He goes on a base and base. Who perish of in shlomo? The Yeshua Gonim Zal Misha Pirish Bechilov. I included that because, just to show you again, you can see it in the diagrams in the Yalkut Birim of the Masifta, there's some who hold that what we said was Rav's opinion about Yotze, can I get a Yotze, is actually what Rav Kanner Vasser is, Fakir. He says, Yesh Misha Prish Mechil, Loma Shazesh Shomar Nabo, can I get a Yotze, who can I get a Rosh Tor? Vizesh Shomar Nabo, can I get a Rosh Tor, whom can I get a Yotze? Yesh Misha Samach al the Rav Kanner Vasser, Loma Shalacha Kemosam, Mufarj Yibaro, Vitzuris Pesach, Bidolfin Shalav Kanner Vasser, Loni Lon, okay. So they come to the other conclusion. They agree with the Lamaisa conclusion question, who he passing on. But anyway, Lo Nero Lano Cain. So that's the Balamor. Yeah? So the Balamor says that Rashi was, that he was, the Balamor says that he was Moda. Okay? The Ritva, look back on the sheet now, 27, the Chidusha Ritva, on Zayin Amud Aleph. Next, not the part we just looked at, from the base, but the Ritva, Baos, and Zayin Amud Aleph, Barmina the Shosik Rav, okay, you see it there, 27 in the sheet. Okay, but I'm reading the Shostik Rav. Velo yadan hashtikazu im mishum da'ode u mishum da'lo chashid v'ayim. And I'm really true it. O bevadai, okay, stoma mash v'losh and hodo kishar chaverim she'enam izalzim v'chod chaverim. Okay, he says it's a little strange. I mean, what was Rav rude? He didn't answer them because, you know, like, go away. I mean, it was very strange to say that the pshat that Rav didn't answer because he wasn't even goris the question, really. I mean, just answer them, answer questions. Say no, say disagree, say something. Don't mezalza b'chol kaverim. Below itmar the shosik mishum lachayish elakishat talmid makshav a rav shosik. Sometimes the report points out we do find that a guy was when a talmid asks a question. Okay, then sometimes the rebbe doesn't want to answer because doesn't he's not goris the question. That we do find. Okay, but our rav kana rav asi ligmei the rav of a tzvich lesvar lo of a tzvich. Okay, Rav Kanner of Asi, he says, we're not talmidim of Rav in that sense. They were the colleagues of Rav. So they weren't, if they wanted to hear what he held, they weren't asking for Svara. When Masechet Bava Kama, meaning Gabi Omer Shmuel, Ein Shaman, the God of the Gazim, and he Omer Ein Shaman, Af the Shoel. Okay, but Abba Modali, the who governed the Shoel, the case is similar. And they came to Rav, and so on and so forth. And Rav said, came with the army of Rav Kanner of Asi, Dina Hofti Shosik Odohu. Okay, there's other Gemaras basically where that's what the Shtika meant. Okay, so therefore, really, it makes more sense to say that Rav was Moda, that Rav changed mind, accepted the Rosh Tor. Again, whatever picture we use for Rosh Tor, but it's more sense to say not like the Balamor, okay, but that in fact Rav accepted it. But he says, however. Ella, I lost the place. Avkan, Rav Shlodon Yosef, Ella, Kevon, the Chazina, the Shmuel, Mishmei, the Levi, Ulakula, the Bei Midrash, the Mora Karav, the Lochai Shli, the Rav Kanar Rav Asi, Master Rav Lo Shod, the Rav Kanar Rav Asi, Mishmei, the Odi, and Mishmei, the Chosh, the Vem, Kedivar, the Rav Balamor. The end of the Ritva says the Balamor is right. Why? Because not because Shosik Rav, that alone, says the Ritva, would have meant that he was Modim. But the Gemara goes on to say that Shmuel, Kor Levi, and all the Chayn Morin Bebe Midrasha, like the first shot of Rav of Kenegar Yotze. So then Taket shows that he's right. The Svirlu, the Kevin Rachmana Ukma Tefach Arei Kedofan Gemura below Kipi Rosh Tor. Okay, the Kevin Shekain Tvei Chazal Nisma Rachma Kosher Shlotei Rachoker Yichidus Shnei Atzma. And he said that also sounds like it's not, you know, he hints at something else in the Torah at the very end here. Okay, I want to be a dyke of that. He's saying, you know, again, let's remember that it's basically the Torah, it's the halacha, that says, you know, that this third wall can be just a tefach, okay? And it's considered a dolphin. So a dolphin is straight. Never mind this, I think that's what he means in his Svara. Never mind this angling business and Rosh Torah. A dolphin, we're not talking here, and in that sense, I think, it's also saying, never mind the Gemara and Baba Basra, we're talking about. Here we're talking about a dolphin. It's a dolphin. It's straight. Not only is a dolphin straight, okay, a dolphin not put on an angle, although some every year you get shilas, people do put some of the defanas on a sukkah on an angle. You know, that's the way their porch goes and so on. But usually a dolphin means like the other defanas, straight, not angled. Okay, but he adds, interestingly enough also, he says this also seems to mitigate more toward Rashi the way we have it in the picture. Because think about it for a moment. I have two walls, you know, at a right angle, like a race or backwards, whichever way you want it, the two walls. This third, it's just sitting there. I mean, well, it's got no tzirif. It's not connected anyway, right? So it's more sense to say that it's attached to one of the walls. Then it's part of the same thing. It, otherwise, this third wall is random. It pops in out of nowhere. It's just stuck there, right? That's what it was. And I don't know if that's the greatest raya in the world, but it's an interesting thing to think about, no? In other words, we're talking about the finest of the sukkah, so the chor, there should be some sort of tzirif, some sort of connection. Not stomping in another wall. What's it for? Someone put up a post there? What connects it? Now you can say what connects it is that it's, you know, part of the same, you know, in terms of the angle, the shade, so to speak, that the angle that the two create. So that, but still, I think you follow what I'm saying. The Rambam is saying that wall is got to have some shachas, some sort of tzivus. So that's the position of the Rambam. In the end, he agrees with the Baal HaMor. Okay, so, but if we take a look at the Ramban, the Mecham is there in Sukkah. On Beit Malach, but oh, also Teva Hinnom, etc., etc. Omar Akose Loal Zichotz with the Balamor, okay, and he mentions just a minute. Omar Akose Loal Zeh Samuel Gav the Hamilsa Sveika the Gemari the Garsin Perkad the Bavakama Toshma who Gav the Shol Nagin has another case in the Gemara. What does the silence mean? And it's not clear. The case of the Balamor quoted. Not clear to me that he was, you know, whether he was agreeing, whether he was not agreeing. He has other cases that the Baal HaMor doesn't quote, several others. So if you look at the part that's on Amud Beis, he says, so, Alma lo amrina mishum delo chashu shosik, ala hecha damuk chomilsa. Rabban says, that you have to have some sort of evidence to say lo choshlo. Okay, he's not choshish for the question. You have to have some, that's what he proves in the other Gemaras. And in order to go through, we'd have to see the other Gemaras. But the basic point of Ramban is to say lo chosh, that he was silent because he wasn't goris the question. You have to have some evidence that that's the situation. Okay? Abba mikeva the ashkenot le shmuel, which made the lay vidom, amidu kenegidot, so chen, born by Rosh, and mela idches kushin the Rav Kana Ravasi. Okay? Here, the kasha is pushed aside. So again, he's not disagreeing in terms of what comes out, but he has a different reason for it. Okay? That's the Ramban. Just if you look at the Sfas Emes, the 29, Sfas Emes says, could be there's no argument in the first place. The common denominator, what we've shown them say, is the argument. The question is, what does Shosik mean? So Sfasemes, Sukkah Zalaf, Devatsim Gemara V'Yamidenu, is not to confuse. The one we had before, the Sfasemes, Tosus Devatsim V'Yamidenu, this is early, it's not a Gemara V'Yamidenu. Ef Shalomar, the Rav, the Kamar Kanayot, Lekula Kamar. See, especially go looking back those diagrams, is Rav being Mako? So the Sfasemes says it could be he's being Mako. The Sagi Bahafi. Okay, that it's enough that way. Eladav Kana Ravasi Avino de Lekpeda Kamar. Lachain Avalo de Tov Yosef Rosh Tor. The Shosik Lu de Vada Hachi. It was, the Sasemis suggests that it could be that when Rav said that it's connected, that certainly the Rosh Tor way works. Okay, certainly that works. And even Rav agrees. When Rav said that Kenegel Yotze works, Kenegotze also works. Rav Kana Rav Asi thought that Rav was insisting that's the only way that works, and therefore they asked Akasha, and Rav didn't answer because that's not what he said. I didn't say that your way doesn't work. I said this also works. Okay? I was just saying the din is the other way works also. They both work. And either way will work. You follow? Now, he does acknowledge the Sasemis that Rachim Valamor Machamas Mashal Pligi, yes. But I'm just saying it's another way of looking at the Sukkah. The Sasemis says there was never argument in the first place. That's why Rav was quiet. He didn't disagree. Okay? But he wasn't Moda either because Moda means he changed his mind. That's what he meant in the first place. He meant even this way. Now, again, that may depend on how you learn what Kenegad Ayotze is and what, you know, again, which diagram you follow. Because why is one more of a Chum or more of a Kula? But certainly, according to some of the configuration, you can learn that Rav is being Makel. And he's being Makel, he's saying you don't have to do it that way. You can do it Rosh Torah way also. Okay? Yes? Good? All right. Just in terms of Paschalism, I decided to look over there in Baba Basra. How do we Paschal over there as to what's meant by Shosik Rav? Okay, was Rav Moda or not? Again, lav dafka, that I insist, lav dafka would be the same here, okay? But nevertheless, I thought it was interesting to see in the case in Baba Basha, when Rav Kaka, because it also says that he has the same kasha, Rosh Tor, and he's a shosik. So what do I mean over there? So in the second Baba Basha, I have a commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah called the Elias Rabbeinu Yonah. So it's printed in 30, okay? Omar, this is in Baba Basha, Sam Bezan Allah. Omar Rav Kana, Rav Asin, Rav, Yikne, Keneged, Rosh Tor, so shosik Rav. So he says over there, Vikavan the shosik, O Duye, O Dilu. So he learns, at least over there, Baba Basha. Again, I'm not saying that therefore you have to say the same thing here. I got you. But it's interesting when the owner said that over there, since he's quite his mode, you're right. And Hilchach Nachkina Hilchosa Kamasayu. So at least Baba Basha, the halacha is like them, that you're, again, the diagram yesterday in terms of the field, that you're Kona the angle. Right? You're Kona the angle. Again, using this diagram, right? So he has a field over here. And he says, I'm giving you this whole wall, and up to Reuben's property here. So what does that mean? So one opinion, Rob said, only get from the wall to the end of Reuben's property. Okay? But he says, it'll be like this, okay? You'll get more, because you're getting from here until the end of Reuben's property, at an angle, not a cross. Not a cross here. One thing, so you get less.
So you get more.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So getting all the way down. Right. You get one whole. This is not big one. This is a big one. Yeah. You get the whole side. Yeah. So yeah. So anyway, but that was. Yeah, I don't know what just said. So the Rabbi Yonah says that that's how he passed over there because Rav was Moser. Mechain Pirush Ben Chanano. Okay. Rabbi Sinuzal. And even though the Gemara there continued that Rav was Modeh, that if you have four different landmarks on the side, then it does go by that, you know, because you would have specified, although it does go by that angle. It doesn't mean it's not Modeh in this case. Okay, it doesn't mean it's not Modeh, you know, the most Modeh in this case. And they said, Ein lefarish, the hardest shots of garbage with a choshle. Kahidah Mila, come on, even have other Gemaras. Okay? Don't tell me he wasn't Choshesh. That's why he was Modeh. Not true. Why? The cave of Kana Ravasti, Ligmar the Rav of Itzwik, Lisra, Law of Itzwik, Law of Shaskim, Shum Lachosh Masal, and Tokshalom Motsa Chubal Adran. Again, they weren't his Talmidim, and in that sense, he would have responded. Okay? Is that what Rabbeinu Yonah says? Okay? However, interestingly enough, Tzimachok is there too, because the Rambam, you saw the Rambam? The Rambam Hilchos Mechira, Parakof Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, 31, says, Hamocher Salah Chavero, Mosolo, Meitzer Echad, Aruch, Meitzer Echad Kotzer, Im Haya Aruch Shalish Echad, Lo Konam, and Aruch, Ele Keneged Kotzer. The first way, the way we have Rav. Okay? So, according to Ben Yonah, he was Modeh, but according to the Rambam, he wasn't. Right? So, the very same Machlokas, or very two ways to look at Shasik Rav, apparently applies over there too. Look at the Magid Mishnah. Again, he also has lots of pictures there. Okay, the Magid Mishnah, that Rambam says, we're not going to read the Magid Mishnah. The truth of the matter is you need the pictures. Okay? I didn't bring it around with me. If you had a chance, take a look. But the Hagos Maimonides is simple. Hagos Maimonides, Oz Hey, on that Rambam, Parakof Aleph, Luchos Mechira, he writes, Kirav Legaber of Hunarasi, Sha'amal of Yikne Kenei Rosh Torah. Okay, it's like Rav, Chen Parish Rav Yasser. Avalri Rabbi Yonah Pirish or Rabbi Hodel Amid Shosik Lu. The Afal Gavel Shakam and Shosik Rabbi Labai Meshul Choshul Shivo. Hach in the first came. Rabbi Huna Rabbi Anasi Abba Kamot Tamen Chachamim Legabi Rav. Okay, the Lisvur Lisvari Lo Havi Tzvichi. We're over Makamot Rabbi Model Am Kish Shosik Lam. Okay, but Vokam Perkam Lo Vokam and he has all these other places. All right, so in any event, I'm just pointing out that it seems to be Machlokas over there also, whether we pass him like Rav or the Rav was Model. What does Shosik mean? The two different opinions. In the Shulchan Aruch, well, the tour first, Choshen Mishpat Sim Reish Yud Tes, 34. Motzolo Meitzer Mizrach Kulo, Bechatzi Meitzer Marav, Kona Balachson, Meitzer Akotzel, Meitzer Aruch, Afil Lo Motzolo Meitzer Yitzof, Medar Bechon, that's like a minion. But because of Rambam, that's only Dafka when there's two people on the other side. Well, otherwise, it's only Kineged Akotzel, just the top area. Bechain Kosev Ramah, okay, Barabin Yonah Kosvilim Aruch Shalish Echad Konavach, so his game of the Rosh. So again, the Torah presents the Machokos Rishonim, And well, lo and behold, it's Machlokas and a Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch as well. It's in Reish Tetziv Gimel. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch. Motzar lo meitzar echad aruch meitzar kotzim ha'aruch shul ish echad lo konam an aruch ela keneged ha'kotzim. That's like Ra, that's like the Rambam. Ha'ashol shnayim konam keneged rosh tor. But v'yesh omrim tafilo b'ish echad konam rosh tor. That's the Torah, the name of the Rosh, the name of the Yom. So, Machlokas, bottom line, Machlokas Rishonim over there. Alright? Okay. So let's just wrap up this part of the sugya by looking at something just to be svara as to what's happening here in terms of these angled walls. Okay? So that's what I printed from the Rishima Shurim of Soloveitchik. So, V'osa tefach hechen mamida, amarav mamida kenegel yotze, Rashi mefarish amida b'tzuras gam. It's like a right angle. Again, that's like the picture we have. The Ramban, the Sefer Mechamas, before Shemidu Keneged, the finals on the other side, the Ayin, the Firushem, the Tzirem. Fine. So he says, Levar Machlokas, Yesh Lahakdim Chakira, B'din Shlishis Afil Tefach. What is the nature of that din? Ha'im Chal Atefach Listom as a Ruach HaShlishis Kula? Is that third wall, basically an imaginary wall? It only is a Tefach long, but we view it as if it's closed, the whole area is closed. In other words, really you need. You probably learned in elementary school, I think they said from the Vilna Gaon, that the word sukkah itself, right, the very word sukkah, the letters of the word sukkah, samach, kaf, hey, not the vav, hint at the different possibilities of how to make the sukkah. Remember that? Okay, sukkah, the samach is on four sides completely. Kaf is three sides good. And hey is what we're talking about, two sides and even one. Okay, one, right, the very letters of the word sukkah hint at this, okay, cute idea. But in any event, the Rav says, "What is that? Is that third thing a wall by itself?" Oh, Dilma, no, ain't a sosim es a ruach ela chal rak b'mkomo uvedin mechitza shel tefach. The Rav says, "Special din. This is called a mechitza, and it's not closed. You know why? Because it doesn't have to be closed. In other words, what is the nature of this kula, so to speak, of this?" The third wall can be even just one tefach long. Is it because that's all you need? It's not like a din of gurasik, lover, or whatever that's extended. It's not. It is what it is. It's just one tefach. That's called the wall for sukkah. You need two full walls and one tiny wall suffices. Okay, that's the chakira. Okay. Benirish of Bezeh, please. He says, maybe that's part of the machlokas here. Aliba de Haramban, Yesh betefa can get a yotze chalostima ala ruach hashlishis kula. Okay? And he says that the Ramban holds, and you can plug in the other sheet as you want, again, especially some sort of different people. But the Ramban, Aliba de Ramban, Yesh betefa can get a yotze chalostima ala ruach hashlishis kula. Klomar. Alpidim mamshichim marichim es hatefach mimoko mamodo lechabro l'shtei amechitos hagemuros. Okay, this third wall it becomes connected to the other full walls. V'kacha sosem hatefach es kol haruach. All right, that's the position of the Ramban. Rashi benigel shiramban sover shatefach she'ena omed kimin gam. And on mitzaref umischaber klalus derefonos hagemuros mamish. Rashi, like I said before, Rashi. He's learning Rashi that we have in the picture. The original Rashi is just attached to the very end, like a hangman, or just like the very end of the other one. He said it's got to be attached because otherwise it has no tziruf. It's not part of... Now, either the whole open area, okay, that's the din. It's telling you that it can be such as a valid sukkah, the raisa. Okay? Two full walls and a short third wall. That's all you need. And finish. So, but not because we view the whole third wall as... So according to Ramban, the third wall is on the other side because you view it as extending all the way. Okay? There's no tziruf. Yes, there is no actual tziruf, but the halacha of this third wall is it's extended. It's viewed as if it's that's the din. Aliv Ramban, yesh b'tefach and ayotze chalo stima ala ruach shoshis kula. Okay? Al pidin mamshichim marichim es hatefach mimokom amadu lechabro l'shtei amechitza gemuros. The kacha sosem atefach is called a ruah. And Rashi b'nigud l'sharban asof sover shatefach she'ed omed k'min gav enom mitzdarif mischaber kalas she'ed afonos gemur's mamish. K'mo sharan mazbir chaser arim mechitzas. That's what that is. Okay. L'fidas Rashi chal hatefach dafim komo ve'enos mischaber ruach l'chein tzarach omed k'min gav lischaber liyesa mechitzas. According to Rashi, the third mechitza exists on its own. There's nothing imaginary about it. There's nothing with the view. It's not closing. We don't have to view it as extended. It is one tefach wide, and that's a valid mechitza. Okay, that's all the that's according to Rashi what the Rebbe is saying.
Just discuss that very well. One explains the Ramban as being it must be a larger circle, so it can really fit kind of to actually potentially. You could think it's actually a wall that it extends.
Good. You know, like a large torah. Right. That's correct. Okay, but what I want to add is, it seems to me that according to this approach, Ramban wouldn't say you have to put the. According to this, the Ramban is the hay, right? The letter hay, right? On the other side. According to what the Rebbe is saying, Ramban wouldn't say you have to put it there. Because if he's viewing this tefach wall extends, whichever direction, we'll learn straight, right? So if Ramban extends, so why don't you can put it anywhere? Put it anywhere along that third wall. Okay, seems to me, right? Because he says halachically, Yud is extending the whole way. So the Ramban is saying maybe according to the Rebbe is like even put it at the far end where it seems to have no tziruf whatsoever. It's a random post sitting there. No, but we view that as it extends all the way. But certainly, is there any reason based on the Rebbe said the Ramban would say you have to put it at the other end? I don't think so. Okay, you can put it at the other end. I think. He's making that, so that's one thing, but again, this also this also to me, I'm not really sure if that's going to work. I was trying to figure out, does this have anything to do with the sukkah, so to speak, providing actual protection or not providing actual protection? Yeah,
the verse we're out on is interesting, sort of ties it into that a little bit.
The Briskerov, I saw quoted as Kuntris and Sukkah. I don't know. Briskerov, Kuntris and Sukkah, I'm not sure what that is. Yeah. On the Ramen of the Sukkah?
No, on the Sukkah. He says that,
what is that?
Depending on how, he doesn't spell out what the Rebbe is saying here, but he says, depending on how you learn the last Sugya, so you can come into this Sugya within your depths. If you learn the last Sugya, that we're going to learn the Tefach as its own wall. So then the tachlis of this sugya is to figure out where do I put that wall to create an illusion that I'm like covered in
right.
From three sides. Whereas so that's what Rashi and Tosfos are doing. Whereas the Ramban is learning this last sugya differently, like the first sugya. The Ramban learned the last sugya as this is tevach that then will continue to be part of a new wall. So his tachlis in this sugya is not to deal with where should I put this tefach so that I can make it seem like I have a wall? It's where should I put this tefach so that I can actually have a wall, which I can't put it on a slant.
Right. So Baruch Shem Kivanti a little bit. I was trying to say that. I have to. Kuntris.
I saw it quoted. I couldn't find it anywhere quoted except for in the Amar Makomos Sefer. That was the only place I found it.
What Sefer is it? Amar Makomos Sefer.
Yeah, he quotes it as a.
I have to look that up.
That's
Sukkah. I don't know what that is. Well, that Sefer Mamre Komet, they have different Masechta. I don't know if they have one on Sukkah also.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I think it's Rosh Hashanah. I assume it is. Maybe Shemiran Rid HaLevi.
Yeah. Oh, that's his.
Using it.
Well, the Chidush Hashanah. Oh, no, the Chidush Hashanah is Sefer Mamre. So it must be, at the end he has. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Okay. No, that's the regular Chidush. I have to look it up.
It ties in very nicely with the verse.
Right.
Depending on what the last thing you accomplished, then you can.
Right, so that's what I was trying to think. Does it. Okay, good, so Baruch Shem Kivanti. No, that's the regular. Chidush Maariv is the regular. So, yeah, because he has in his Chidush on the Rambam, the Sukkah, something that's not directly on the Rambam. So that's probably referring to. So I'll look that up. Okay, thank you. That's what I was thinking also. That the question is, do we have to have some sort of protection, some actual wall? Okay, so good. So,
are you saying that I don't have to go to Sukkah Lamash type?
But that would also be interesting. Would that go? I wasn't saying that. I was saying basically, again, the previous sugya. So we said that it has to protect you mizerim and matar and so on, and the rain. But and we also mentioned this protection because you can't have too. You know, we saw in the Dabbeis that you don't have too much protection. You have to let some rain in, but it can't let, you know, shouldn't let everything in. Is that what the walls do? So what we're saying is that according to, if you assume that the walls, create some sort of protection, so what, then there has to be an area where it's taka protected. That's like Rashi. That's what I was saying. That's not what he's saying, actually.
Toaster wouldn't work because
no.
You just read that the Chamu holds every matter also, they just interpret it differently.
What, the toaster's there?
No, here. I'm involved. Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
oh, you're right, right. Yeah, darshan from the pasuk. I mean, how many walls? Right. The number of walls,
so
not actually.
Do you think that's both?
Right. I was thinking a little different than what he's saying. Because what I was thinking was that that according to Rashi, Rashi according to what the Rav said, the Rashi has to be connected. It has to be a tzirif. Mm-hmm. You know, why does it? I'm just saying, why does it have to be a tzirif? Because there has to be some place within the sukkah where there is actual protection. Is that what he's saying? I mean, that's what I was thinking. I thought that didn't sound like what you're saying.
It's
saying it differently. Along similar lines, not exactly. No, but the definition of a sukkah is that it provides some sort of protection. That's the definition, right? I mean, definition of a sukkah. Like we said, we learned the same. Okay. Be careful. Chuckle all over. But you follow what I'm saying? In other words, according to Rashi, the reason it has to be a tzirif, I mean, the Rav's right without that. The tzirif, because otherwise it's a random thing. Okay, but once you say that, there has to be some place in the sukkah where you're surrounded by three walls. I mean, two walls don't provide protection from anything. Okay, unless I guess you go in the far corner maybe where the two walls meet. But really, even there, things. But if you have a little bit sticking out, you duck in there, so it's some protection. Whereas with the other configuration, with the letter hey, also not. There's too much open area. Okay, so therefore the Rashi insists that it has to be physical, actual protection, whereas the Ramban is saying, no, the wall, we view it as if it's there. It doesn't physically actually have to be there to protect. We extend the wall. Rashi, that isn't extending the wall. You don't need to tell me extend it. Right? That's, I was just extrapolating myself from the ropes. It's a little different, but it's a similar, I don't know, I'm going to look that up, or you can look it up yourself, but it's, you follow what I'm saying? That's the way I was thinking, you know, that's part of the machlokas, that Rashi wants that the sukkah has to afford some protection. But Mela, no, we're not viewing it as if it's a wall. We don't need to view it if it's a wall. But the only thing is, it's got to be attached. But that, again, that only works if we assume that's what, which the Rav is assuming here also, that that's the Shita Rashi, which is our picture. And we started with it. Again, we saw that not everybody agrees to that. Okay, I mean, if some say it's the opposite side, then that's it. But again, according to what the Rav is learning, and that's the Marshal, and also the Maram, I think that's their reader Rashi. Okay, so at least in that. All right, but it just adds a dimension to what the Rav said. Are we viewing the fourth wall the third tefach as if it's a long wall, okay, or not? All right. It's also interesting. I just want to mention. It also may tie in. Did we say this before? The previous Gemara, before we even talked about the two walls or three walls, said that it's Alocha Mosh Misinai, the Hilchasot covers Gud, and Lavur, and Dofan Akumar. Why didn't it mention this one? Did we mention that? Did we say something about that? Why didn't it mention this? So we gave an answer. Well, don't take everything. Right? Did I think I said that, right?
Yeah.
I forgot who Darchan there. Somebody pointed it out. I forgot already, but in other words, the Gemara at the very top of the page, Gemara said, "Ki asa hilchasa legud and love and dofan akumah." Right? That's what the halacha Moshe Sinai comes in. So why don't we also mention this, that the third wall can be a tefach? Okay. So so again, it's not an earth shattering kasha. It's not an exhaustive list.
So you could say either that it just wasn't mentioned because not all. You can say it's an extension of one of the others.
You don't need to because it's not extending.
Yeah, or, right, that's what they wanted to, exactly what I was about to say. According to what I'm saying, is according to Rashi, it's very good. It's not lumped together with those, what you're saying. It's not lumped together with those because it's not parallel to those. It's not parallel to those. Okay? According to Rabban, you could say it's not there because it's included. It's the same idea. I mean, it didn't go either way. Right. According to
you need a Kiddush to say that one Tefach can be a wall.
No,
that's a difference.
There are lots of halachos, but we have to say it's not exhaustive. But why wasn't this one put in? So according to Rashi, you can say why wasn't it put in? Because not similar. The common denominator of lovin and guras and gurakis and dovan akuma is that somehow it's an extension of something. Rashi said that it's not in that category. Okay, according to Rabban, it's a little more difficult. Why didn't it put in? He said, well, it's the same idea. So it's it's not a right either way, but it could go back to that question also. Okay. Now the Rav, yeah, good. Now the Rav goes on and says something else. Okay. V'roi l'in nosav matef shaman sosem rakas roch ha-shuz bovad o shema sosem gamet ha-ruch ha-revi yisima. Okay. He says, according to the Ramban, I don't know why he would say this, is it also viewed as if it's sosem the revius, the fourth wall? The fear of Bantar, and I'm not sure why you need to say that. Okay.
If it's
a Rosh Torah, if it's an angle, then I could hear that better.
No, but Rashi says that would be correct.
Yeah, he says say it's better.
Rashi on Zayin Aleph, and that Rashi Rosh Torah.
Yeah, Rosh Torah. That's Rosh Torah. Yeah, that's on Rosh Torah. That's on going on Rosh Torah, right?
No, that's going on.
Yeah. I'm saying, so Rosh Torah, I understand it. Maybe that's what the Rav meant. In other words, if you have Rosh Torah, so then it's kind of so same both directions.
Right.
Yeah, they're not sure. Now, you don't need to, except in light of what we said the other day, that everybody admits that it's better to have four, or certainly it's good if you have four. So that's the question. Is it also, I think I once told you, whether brisk is everything's literal, so. The guy's walking in the sukkah and he stopped, he banged into what was no wall. No, good assets, it's a wall here, there's a wall here, so I have to stop.
Does it also affect if the Ramban is being megal or machmir, if you can put the third wall all the way up to attach
Is he saying also or only? Yeah. Oh, that's a good enough kamina. Well, on the Rosh Torah, it's a good enough kamina. Before, I said before, the Ramban could have put it anywhere, but if you hold Rosh Torah, then you couldn't. Yeah. Okay. Now, yeah. Vayter. Then he says that on the Rosh Torah issue, Gemara b'Amidah Kenar Rosh Torah Rashi Farsh Balachson. V'hine biyarnu le'el, we just saw it. The Rashi hatefach shamino kimin gam eno chal l'sasem or l'stolem as aruch hashishis v'cholak hashitz Ramban. Berum itochein shafilu l'Rashi hasover damidu kimin gam bo halacha laharech as hatefach ulstolem as aruch hashishis. Okay, it could be that Rashi also agrees. Okay, that you put it again, a gam as a right angle. It's coming to extend it and close the third wall. Ach shelo karabana mechayev hamodas tefach kenegal yotzei. So be Rashi shat tefach shekenegal yotzei ki ilu einenu mishum sheeno mischaber klal l'shtei mechitza gemurus va'asi avir da haigisa uda haigisa vatal v'tzarich ian bezeh. Okay, you could have learned originally, which is the way some do learn, actually, that Rashi holds that again a tefach stuck in the middle of nowhere on the complete other side, which is not connected to anything. The reason he holds that's no good is because we'd say, the Tosis issue, the Warren Ervin issue of the avir on both sides being nullifying it. Okay, but ulam. Mipirusho kan becheneged Rosh Tor, Tav Balachson, Mucho Shaladato Emarchetza Tefach. Shar Ima Libid Rashi Chala Harocha Betefach, Lis Thomas Rosh Lishis, Tiposel Hasuka, and here enough he says it too. Mikavan Shechosel Ashir Shal Zayin Tocham, Zayin Tocham, Bimokom Hasuka Bifnim. He said if you can extend it, then it's cutting off the. Now, we said, even if you don't extend it, even the Tefach, but if you can extend it further, then certainly it's cutting off the inside. Mucho Shal Rashi Emarchetza Tefach Klal. Okay, he says a few things. He obviates our question that it's, in other words, what he seems to be saying is that you can't view it, if you put it on an angle, you can't view it as extending, because then it's jutting into the Zion al Zion. That's, right? But if it's, in other words, it depends, I guess, where you put it, but but it doesn't jut into the Zayin al-Zayin because that it's included. I think he's saying it's included in the Zayin al-Zayin. That teva is not cutting it. Now again, we could say it's Vasemes way that it was on the outside, but even if it's on the inside, but why is it still cuts it a little bit? Well, it still cuts a little bit. No. It still cuts a little bit. Well, see again, if it's attached and it's cutting all the way and you extend it further, why is that little? Again, we're talking about Rashi where it's attached, right? So if it angles this way and he holds it, I don't know whose picture. You follow what I'm saying? It's like this with going on the angle. Right, the Rosh Torah case, the way we had it. So he said, if you're going to keep cutting this, so then you're cutting into the Zayin al-Zayin. He's using that as evidence that Rashi holds that it can't be that you're extending it. Okay, you put it over here, but it still cuts a little bit, no? It still cuts a little bit. But so he says, no, he says, okay, and that tefach is machshir revuah Zayin al-Zayin tochum. That's part of the Moshe Messina, I think he's saying. It doesn't cut in. It's still part of it's part of the same mix. I don't know. Okay. Umashim, now, why would you put Allah Son? Because it leads to a tzura shal tzira v'hekev mekitz mekitz. It's like Rashi said. You know, that it creates the illusion of a small place surrounded by walls. Okay, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. So, in any event, That's the sugya. That's this part of the sugya. Lamaisa. I want to say one other thing. Right. Okay. Lamaisa, we're on with another shita. Okay. The name of Shimon Levi. There's one other thing I wanted to mention. So some as we saw, I thought there was something else. Okay, all right. Anyway, there's one other smaller thing I wanted to mention. I thought about afterwards. Just in terms of this third tefach, really have to be creative how to get the schach up. By the way, also I have just. Want everybody to do together. I don't remember so one other thing about this. Okay, so all right, so we'll stop over here. That's it. But Linda was talking. I'll see it on the parsha now. But I will. We'll continue on Sunday. So Sunday might be regular shiur next week. Okay, good. I've got it. Yeah, parsha wood. The Parashat Truma begins a series of sedras that deal in the main with the construction of the Mishkan and the various accoutrements of the Mishkan. If you have some free time over Shabbos, there's a very important Hakdama to Parashat Truma written by the Ramban. Not long, read it. It really indicates what the purpose of the Mishkan was. Okay, what the purpose of the Mishkan was. The purpose of the Mishkan, in effect, he says, was to make Har Sinai portable. Okay, that you could bring Har Sinai with them. That what they experienced at Har Sinai can be experienced elsewhere as well. It's noteworthy that the Kiddush of Har Sinai was temporary. It was only at that point. Once the sound stops, there's no more shofar or anything else, and we go on the mountain. It doesn't have Kiddusha. Even if we know where Har Sinai is today, there are different opinions among science, archaeologists or whatever as to where there is a mountain. I was there. The Sinai Peninsula used to be part of Eretz Yisrael. They gave it back to Egypt as part of the peace treaty. But I went before. They used to have tours. You go like camping tours. You left Jerusalem, so you went to the Sinai for 4 days, whatever. You camped out, whole group. So anyway, I went with my family, and One of the places you come to is what many assume is Har Sinai. That in Arabic it's called Jebel Musa, which means Mountain of Moses. Okay, so that it doesn't mean that's right by any stretch of imagination. But what's interesting about it is it's the one mountain, at least in that area, that has a big plateau at the bottom. A lot of times there's a mountain range, mountain, you know, picture the Rockies, something like that. So where'd everybody stand? You know, but this particular mountain, first of all, it's not that high, which is fits with Chazal, and it's also, there's a large plateau at the bottom. Okay, we don't know. The old
topography is slightly changed.
That's for sure. And whatever, so we don't really know what's that. But actually, some Christian group has a monastery up there. But anyway, be that as it may, the point is it's mutter to walk there. It's not like on a harbias. It's mutter to walk there to everybody because there's no kedusha. What happened to the kedusha? Kedusha doesn't disappear. So kedusha is transferred to the Mishkan, right? And Ramban notes parallel psukim. Again, you have time to read it. You should read it. It'll take you no more than 10 minutes. Okay, over Shabbos. It just shows you a parallel psukim between what it says at Matan Torah and what it says at what it says by the Mishkan. And the Kruvim where Hashem spoke and so on and so forth. And the parallels and the purpose of the Mishkan was to make Har Sinai portable, to bring it with them in the Midbar, until settling eventually in Yerushalayim, you know, and that has a permanent Kedusha. Now, I don't know if the issue now, I'm going on it today or not, but it has, you know, lasting Kedusha. They have to Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, you can't make, you know, Karbonos anywhere else and so on and so forth. So that's important to see. Really, okay, every Karbon that's brought in the Mishkan has its root in Har Sinai. And that actually comes in the Pesach in the Lehman this morning, Rosh Chodesh, right? We're talking about the daily offering. It says, Olas Tamid, Hoasuya Behar Sinai. What does that mean? Okay, we read every Rosh Chodesh, but we still gloss over it sometimes. What does it mean, Olas Tamid, Hoasuya Behar Sinai? Well, because that parallels what was done on Har Sinai, and the daily carbon, in a certain sense, is to remind us, you know, about Har Sinai. Interested in some interesting details about that, why you put out a couple of years ago, they put out every few years ago, Bitocha Oel, did you ever see that series? So they had one on the Parashas HaShavuot, one on the Haftarahs, and one on daily davening, one on Shabbos, and one on Yom Tov davening. So in the one on daily davening, I was privileged to write an essay about the idea of shuckling during davening and learning. What's the shuckling? So, because it doesn't seem to be anyone in the Gemara, every Jew shuckles or whatever, many people shuckle in Davin. And the discussion post can suggest that maybe a certain parts of Davin you shouldn't shuckle, you should stay. But I brought in, at the very end, I brought in this drosha from here, that you know the Gemara says that the Torah was given, Har Sinai, the aim of Ressus is trembling, it was shaking, you know, and so therefore that's why people shuckle when they learn, and so it's all part of the aim of Yerat. Anyway, so I had an interesting drosha about, you know, this based on this Ramban, and I mentioned Ramban being in Truma, the idea of Asui Bahar Sinai, that's why I pointed out, it's interesting that the Ramah mentions the idea of at least Noah, to Shokhman Davin, and Hilchus Birchus HaTorah. You know, so there's an interesting connection. But okay, that's just if you're interested, you know, take a look there. But be that as it may, there's certainly the idea that the Mishkan was designed to, sort of perpetuate the Har Sinai experience. The centerpiece of the Mishkan was the Aron. That there's no doubt. Okay, in fact, in the Machlokes we've shown him, whether building the Aron is to be counted as a separate mitzvah of Tayag. The Rambam has a rule in his Shoroshim. Okay, in the introduction to Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam has 14 Shoroshim, where he gives you guidelines. Again, the Sefer Mitzvah, we mentioned in the past, I think, in the Shurim. The Sefer Mitzvah was written to list off all the Tayag. We have a tradition that there are Tayag mitzvahs. The Gemara in the end of Makkos, a couple of Midrashim, the Tayag mitzvahs. Never says in the Chumash anyway that there are Tayag mitzvahs. Okay? We have a tradition of Tayag mitzvahs. There are certain Ramazim here, but be that as it may, we certainly don't know how to enumerate the mitzvahs. And there are many questions in enumerating the mitzvahs, right? We have a mitzvah with several parts. Let's take Tefillin would be a classic example. Is that two different mitzvahs on the list? One is called Tfilin Tziyad, one is called Tfilin Shorosh. Oh no, there's one mitzvah called Tfilin, it happens to have two parts to it. They take Arba Minim and Sukkah. Is there one mitzvah to take a lulav, a different mitzvah to take an esrog, a third mitzvah to take a tassim, and a fourth mitzvah to take a rabba? So no, there's one mitzvah to take the Alminim. You get the idea. Krishma, the morning and evening. One mitzvah, two mitzvah, etc., etc. So for the most part, it's just a bookkeeping question. Right? It's not a halacha ma'aseh question necessarily. But in any event, the Rambam gives you, before he lists off all the mitzvahs and explains them, he gives you 14 rules of Sharashim as to how he's going to determine. So one of them, I think it's the 12th or the 13th maybe, the Rambam says that something which has several parts, it's all subsumed under one mitzvah. So for example, it says, it's not on the list of the tired mitzvahs to make the shulchan and to make the menorah and another, even though it says rasisa, 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 it's not a mitzvah to make the shulchan, another mitzvah to make the menorah, a different mitzvah to make the mizbeach, a different mitzvah to make the kiyor. It's all one mitzvah to make the mishkan, basul mikdash. It's all under the same mitzvah. And Lechora, even though he doesn't mention the Aron there in the Sefer Mitzvah, I think it's Mitzvah Sesechav, he doesn't mention it, but Lechora, Aron too, because the Rambam does not count the Aron as a separate mitzvah. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban does. In his Asogas to a different mitzvah, Lamed Gimel, because the Rambam says the same thing about the Big Day Kahuna. There's not a mitzvah to make the Mitznefes and a different mitzvah to make the Avnet and a different mitzvah to make the Tzitz, right? They're all one mitzvah, Big Day Kahuna. So there, the Ramban disagrees, and he says the Aron is a different mitzvah. The Aron. Because I agree about the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, the Nora, and other parts of the Mishkan, that's subsumed under the same general mitzvah, but not the Aron. Why not the Aron? Because the Aron, the two reasons. Aron is again the centerpiece. The Aron is what it's all about. Okay, it's called the Aron HaEdus because in the Aron is what's called the Luchos HaEdus. Okay, that's where the Luchos are. That's the whole Mishkan is called Mishkan HaEdus because it houses the Aron, which is called the Aron HaEdus because it houses the Luchos. It's called Luchos HaEdus, right? That's the HaEdus, the written testimony, because Baruch Hu allows to have a relationship and so on. So the Aron is the center, you know, is the centerpiece of the Mishkan. And the Ramban points out it's not used for any particular avoda. There's no avoda for which the Aron is used. Meaning that, let's say the Mizbeach, so you have to have Mizbeach, because you have to bring Korbanos. So we bring the Korban, we do this week as Adam, Ala Mizbeach. So it has to be Mizbeach. It's almost like a Hechshem, you have to have a Mizbeach. Every night you have to light the candles, the menorah, the oil, the menorah, the mikdash. So you have to have a menorah. Okay, every Shabbos, you have to put the lechem upon him, the bread on the shulchan. So you have to have a shulchan, right? So every other vessel, so the Mishkan is used for part of a particular avoda. The Aron is not used for any avoda. Yes, in Kippur we sprinkle kenega to place the Aron and so, but it's not. It's the Aron stands on its own. The Aron has no. The Aron is not part, so to speak, of the Mishkan in that sense. But it is nevertheless. And that's why the Ramban says it counts as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't count as a separate mitzvah, but it wouldn't argue, I think, with this point that the Aron has, has a different status. Okay, and then the Monei Mitzvah, Sadigon also has, also counts the Aron as a separate mitzvah. It's interesting, Pidur Hadrush, think about the Aron for a moment. The Torah tells us the Aron was made out of, in the inner part was wood. It was overlaid with gold, but it says mibayis umichut tzapeno. You have to have gold on the inside and on the outside. And basically, Rashi says Chazal say they're basically like three boxes, one inside the other, right? A gold box, which was inside a wooden box, was inside another gold box. So it's completely overlaid. It's gold on the inside, and the outside, but it's wood in the middle. Okay, the Aron is made out of wood, gold on the inside, and the outside. The question is, what do you need gold on the inside for? It's never opened. Right, the golden incense. So where's the Chosak Hashem Baruch Hu Mamonim Shal Yisrael? Right, what do you mean? Right, what do you need gold on the inside for? Right, no one opens it. If you're redoing your house, you don't wallpaper the boiler room, right? If you're wallpapering your basement or whatever, you're painting your basement, you have to paint the boiler room. Maybe some people do, I don't know. But in my house, the boiler room is a closet, so you don't have to put the fancy tiles down in the boiler room. It's a waste of money, right? So what? So I think that there are two things. One is a lesson on Derech HaDrush, and that is that you have to be Tocho Kibaruch. The Aron teaches you have to be on the inside like you're on the outside. If you're gold on the outside, you have to be gold on the inside too. No faker eye. Okay, you can't be Echad V'Peh V'Echad V'Leib. The person has to be Tocho Kibaruch. Okay, your inside has to be like your outside. If you're going to present yourself a certain way, then that's got to reflect the way you are on the inside. In fact, it's interesting. The Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel, when he was more brachas than Gamliel, when he was a Nasi, and you wanted to come to his yeshiva, he didn't only look to see how many how to learn. He asked you, Ktos or Chai or something like that. He would see that you were Tocho Kibaro, and he wouldn't let certain people in because he didn't feel they were Tocho Kibaro. That's why the Gemara says later, when he was temporarily impeached, when Zari took over, hundreds more people came to the Beis Medrash. Well, as a Mazari didn't have as strict an admission standard. So Gamaliel, Gamaliel meant it for Kavanah Torah. Gemara says in the end of Sota, Bishamei Sel Gamaliel Batla Kavanah Torah. Was his own covenant. He was Tovei Kavanah Torah. Kavanah Torah. He pressed it to be like the Aron, right? Pesachu that makes a diuk, an interesting diuk. He says that the Gemara says they brought in 300, I forget the exact number, benches. Why benches? Because Gamaliel also made you stand when you learn how to Kavanah Torah. You had to stand. Learning Torah, can you sit? It's like, you know, by we stand for the sense of divras in some shuls. We stand for learning. We stand when you learn also. Kavanah Torah. Shemay said, well, a bottle of Kavanah Torah. But, all right, Rabbi Elazar Nazari understood that people can't do that. He said, can't learn as well, so you can sit. Right? But that's all the Shita or Gamaliel. But anyway, so that's one thing. The Aron is gold on the inside because it has to be, Tocho Kibara. Right? It has to be on the inside like you're on the outside. So then the question is, just to go along these lines, so what do you need the wood for? Why don't you make the whole thing out of gold and finished? Right? What do we need? What would the inner part have to be wood for? If I have, not a bad question either. It's overlaid with gold. So some say that that's also Musar. You know, that reminds you, you know, on the inside, and the person is so close off, Musar Adam, you know. Even if you're gold on the outside, and it reflects your inner, but so close off, a person should be humble. Okay, but the other thing is, that just scientifically, gold is heavier than wood. Okay, now let's remember the iron had to be transported. Right, so we're very, very heavy. Now I know the Medrash says that the iron was no solve, it floated by itself. But again, according to Pasha Pshat, you had certain people whose job it was to carry the iron when they moved. Well, the whole thing ran out of gold; it was exceedingly heavy. Right, with wood on the inside, just overlaid with gold, it's lighter. What's the Muslim message here? That if it's very nice to be gold, but not at somebody else's cheshbon. Don't push yourself, you know, on somebody else's back. But I'm not going to make myself gold to hurt you, right? That's the idea. Orange should be gold, but not someone else has to carry it. Right? You get the Muslim message here. But there's another thing about the gold on the inside that I think is a very interesting discussion regarding hiddur mitzvah. Okay, we usually tend to assume that hiddur mitzvah is, you know, what you see on the outside. But there's an interesting discussion in the poskim, the Mordechai Bat, an interesting discussion in poskim. If you have a silk, they're talking about a silk Torah mantle, like a Torah cover, silk. And the inside, one side is like regular cloth and another silk. And the outside, the other side is silk. Well, which side should be visible, which side should be the inside? So I'll be pashtus. What do you mean? A lot of people see it. No, but what's the better cover for the Torah? The cover for the Torah is the silk is by the close to the Torah itself. Never mind what people see. Here it's not. That's not only what people see, it's what's inside. And there's actually a sheet like that, that the silk should be on the inside. That's a different understanding of hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is not just to beautify in the eyes of the public, but hiddur mitzvah is on the inside also. They're good, you have silk on both sides, good, that may be expensive. But the point is that, I'm just saying, you do see such a sheet in poskim that it should be, you know, what's on the inside, because that's what really matters, not what people see. You're trying to show cover for the sake of the Torah. So the cover is to have the fancier, the more expensive, directly, in direct contact with the Torah. Okay, so let me just finish by saying that Lamaisa, the Aron, the Torah and the Aron, all Kedusha that we have emanates from that. And that's why there are dinim regarding the Aron that we have in Shul also. In fact, the Gemara says in one place, the United States was called the Aron. It was called the Aron Kodesh. Okay, the Gemara says that people died, they referred to the Aron as Arna. You know, and the word Aron itself just means an ark, a box. Okay, that's all it means. I think in modern Hebrew, sometimes Aron's a closet. Aron's a closet, a clothes closet, whatever, closet. But therefore, to distinguish, you call it the Aron HaKodesh. And really, you know, people should be careful about that. Although the Marsha, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, I think, Lamed Beis. The Marsha says, but if it's clear what you're referring to, then it's okay. So sometimes the Gabba will come around and say, you have Psichas Aron. Well, obviously, not meaning to go home and open your closet. It means the Aron Shul, even though he didn't say the word Aron Kodesh. But I'm saying, even in terms of uttering the word, you know, that's how much kedusha it has, and it's clear from the Mishnah Megillah that the Aron actually has a higher level of kedusha than the Shul itself, because the Mishnah there Megillah lists off around the Chavheir. So the Mishnah lists off you can only sell something and use the money for something that has greater kedusha. If you sell that, that's even greater kedusha. There's a whole list, a whole hierarchy. So Aaron's higher than shul, in other words, which goes in very well. Aaron is different than, just like Aaron's different than shul. The Aaron's different than the, just like the Aaron is different than the mikdash, right? Especially according to Rabban, said it's the mitzvah. So to the Aaron and the shul. And therefore, the Aaron should be treated with tremendous kavod. But of course, the kavod actually is for the Sefer Torah. I just finished with a shout I had just yesterday. Was it yesterday? What's today? Thursday? Yeah, yesterday. The high school. So one of the classes is going there, class trip. So they're sleeping overnight somewhere last night. So junior trip. So they bring a Sefer Torah with them because it was Thursday anyway. But it was Rosh Chodesh. So they bring a Sefer Torah. So the question, they're going on a bus. So what do you do with the Sefer Torah? So, first of all, there's some sort of I don't know exactly call it a myth because it's so entrenched, but it's not really rooted in the actual source. You have to lane three times from something. If you move a Sefer Torah from place A to place B, you're not allowed to move back in the lane for three times. But that's not really... You ever heard that? Oh, okay. So there's no... There's some... Rosh Hashanah mentions it, but he says that there's... Someone mentions it, so it's not really... There's no real such thing. I remember I always heard that when I was younger. I remember we had a Shabbaton, so we were going for Shabbos. So I was asked a shout, do you have to make Ashkamim in so you can read Ashkamim, and then the regular lady, but the second time, the third, there's no such din. More important is that the Sefer Torah should be treated with respect. So I said, you can't put the Sefer Torah, you know, in the bus storage thing underneath, you know, with all the luggage. That's not covered with Sefer Torah. Or on the bus, on one of the racks on the top where they have all the snacks. You know, that's also. I said, theoretically, someone should hold it, or I talked to one of the boys who wanted to do it, should put it on a seat, you know, put a belt around it, seat belt around it, so on and so forth. Someone should sit next to it. You can take turns, the same person sit for an hour and a half. Next to the take turn, someone it's more important, is the transference of the Sefer Torah, okay, is to put it in a bakavadik way. That's the idea. You have to have a covenant for the Sefer Torah. And the Rambam's lashon is, in Parag Yud of Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Rambam writes, you have to mechabed the Sefer Torah, yosem midai. More than enough, more. You have to, the covenant for the Sefer Torah. So that's why you also have to have a covenant for the Aron HaKodesh. The Taz writes that even though, strictly speaking, you don't have to stand, even though we stand, when the Aron is open, you don't have to stand when the Aron is open because it's a separate rishus. Sefer Torah is inside of Sefer Rishus. Nonetheless, the minig in most places we do stand in Sefer Torah is open because again, it's a covenant for the Aron. So again, this is just a few insights into the Aron. There's more to say about it, but I just wanted to make this point that the whole idea of the Aron is that the Torah is perpetuated well beyond Har Sinai. And our Aronos and our Shul, which is the centerpiece of our Shul, should be also that it's a continuation of Har Sinai. Right, to continue that experience, that's where we can connect our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the truth is that, if you think about it for a moment, when we daven in shul, we're talking to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we lane, he's talking to us. So taking out the Sefer Torah, and we have Kriyas HaTorah, is part of that dialogue. So in other words, in my mishra, we're with the president of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's why the Aron needs that kind of cover. We'll have a good Shabbos, and we'll see you next on Sunday. Okay. We'll have a regular Rudai.